After M23 controlling two cities in Rutshuru territory, Kiwanja and Rutshuru Center, last night the government of DRC was in a meeting, a special meeting, which was called Large Security Council. And in it, they decided to expel the Rwandan ambassador from the DRC, as Rwanda is accused by DRC to be involved in supporting M23, and the rebellion now became more and more bigger and powerful. So this big step since the developing of this conflict, because Rwanda and DRC signed last year some agreement, and the two presidents said they will work together for the peace and security in the region. So now, as Mr. Karega is expelled, this is a new front of this conflict. And today, Rwandan government already replied to the Congolese statement. They say they regret the decision of Kinshasa, but they still wake up, and some troops are on the border of DRC and Rwanda to control the movement of Congolese soldiers, because also Rwanda still accused Congo to work with FDLR in the way to unsecure Rwanda.
So, Jaffa, what has happened now to the M23 and the towns that they seized over the weekend? Are they still in control of those towns?
Yes, they still control the town. And they did a meeting yesterday and placing someone on the head of the district of Rutshuru. So the local chief of Rutshuru has been changed. They put someone else in that place. Today, there was not fighting between FRDC and M23, but many people still leaving the zone controlled by M23 and coming to Goma and other villages under the FRDC control.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.